I'm sorry,
Tessio muttered, still looking down. This might have been directed at the Corleones or a Jirachi or a god. Jirachi certainly didn't want to know which. He took the gun and walked around behind Tessio, whose bald spot, lit only by streetlights, gleamed in the darkness.
No, Neri said. Not like that. In front. Look him in the eyes.
You're fucking kidding me. He cleared his throat.
I don't suppose I look like I'm kidding you.
Whose idea is that? Jirachi said. Neri didn't have a gun in his hand, but Jirachi could not leave this scummy garage alive if he shot anyone but Tessio. From that back office, the television set erupted in a gale of tinny applause.
Don't know, don't care, Neri said. I'm just a messenger, sir.
Jirachi cocked his head. This dumbass didn't seem witty enough to make a joke about shooting the messenger, but he did seem sadistic enough to take it on himself to make the killing as cruel as possible. And, sir, how did he mean that?
Salvatore Tessio, Jirachi said, no matter what he's done, deserves more respect than that.
Fuck yous,
Tessio said, loud now, but eyes still on the slimy floor.
Look up,
Neri ordered Tessio.
Traitor.
Trembling no worse, the old man did as he was told, eyes dry, staring into Jirachi's, but already far away. He muttered a rapid string of names that meant nothing to Nick Jirachi. Jirachi raised the gun, both sickened by and grateful for the sight of his own steady hand. He pressed the barrel gently against the old man's soft forehead. Tessio did not move, did not blink, did not even shake anymore. His saggy flesh pillowed around the gun sight. Jirachi had never before killed a man with a gun.
Just business,
Tessio whispered.